You're listening to The Record on KUOW, Seattle.
Feminism is a mean, vindictive, spiteful, nasty, man-hating philosophy.
That's Milo Yiannopoulos talking about feminism. He's the tech editor for the white nationalist-affiliated website Breitbart, and he's known for speaking out against feminism and the Black Lives Matter movement and political correctness. Twitter permanently banned him. He's called himself the most fabulous supervillain on the internet.
Are you a troll?
Of course.
What is trolling? How do you look at it?
I like to think of myself as a virtuous troll. You know, I'm doing God's work.
On Friday, Milo Yiannopoulos will be speaking at the University of Washington, and Jessie Gamble helped bring him here. She's a UW student. She's president of the school's College Republicans. She told me she likes what Milo Yiannopoulos has to say about safe space culture at universities.
In certain places on college campuses, discussion is discouraged and stifled even, or even encouraged to be stifled if it's not actively stifled. So you aren't encouraged to express your opinions, whether they be conservative or even, I've had friends that are independents or moderates, that it's not progressive enough, that what they believe in, even though they came to their conclusions, just like me and my friends who are in the College Republicans, we came to our conclusions based on sound reasoning. It's not out of hate. It's not out of anger. It's on sound reasoning, whether it be, you know, kind of where we're from, what we have had happen to us in our lifetimes, and what makes sense to us. So we've felt discouraged, I guess, the last few years being students on the University of Washington, and we wanted someone that would come to this campus and break that discussion wide open.
How has the University of Washington curtailed your speech?
We've kind of been talking about Trump and Republicans and conservative ideals, and it was actually in a seminar with about 15 students, and it was pretty much, if you weren't impoverished and you voted for Trump, there was a big implication by the professor that there was something else, that there was something deeply rooted in you as to, you know, kind of what your problem was. And the whole class kind of, I'm sure they knew that I was probably the only Republican in the room, and it was a big joke and it was a big laugh. And I mean, there's only 50 people in that class. And if you are in that where it's 14-1, why speak up? Why even be there? Why even show up to that class? So, I mean, just it's little things like that. It's not where actually people will you know, actively say, do not say that. I mean, there are students that will say, don't say that. That's hurting me. That's offending me. And when clearly you're trying to be sound and rational with them, that's kind of the biggest thing. Is like it's not an active, it's more of a passive, I guess, way to curtail speech.
Okay, so you on this issue, you agree with this this writer who you've invited to speak, Milo Yiannopoulos. Very controversial, as you know, he says a lot more than just there's a curtailment of free speech on campuses.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's insulting, you know, in many ways, racially, sexually, on and on. Why do you want to give that guy, besides the fact that he doesn't charge, you know, why you must have taken that into account? Why give him more of a platform?
Right. I mean, there's definitely some students in the club that are a bit more socially conservative, and to them, see, they don't get along with Seattle, and so they were attracted to that part of his ideas and part of his allure. And I mean, even if we don't agree with everything he stands for, we may as well invite him and get to know what he believes, why he believes it. I mean, we all get to, as College Republicans, get to meet and talk with him one-on-one, so we get to kind of delve into that. From my understanding of what Milo is and what we've been talking to his team, he's a lot like Marilyn Manson type character. He's very nice, very sweet, but when he steps on the stage, he knows what persona he's supposed to have.
He's a professional provocateur.
Exactly. That's his job, that's his role. But if you were to meet him on the street, you're to talk to him in person, still sharp and brilliant, but a very nice guy. So he's playing his role really well.
Well, just at a recent talk he gave at the University of Wisconsin, he put up a photo of a transgender student on the screen and mocked her, and it's pretty typical stuff for him. Is there anything he could do that would make him unacceptable as a speaker for the UW College Republicans?
I mean, yeah, I would say so. I mean, we hope he's not going to do that again. He writes his speeches, I think, a few hours before the event, so we cannot preview what he's going to say. We cannot talk about it. From my understanding, that person had become a controversial figure on campus, as it was, and unfortunately, the stars had aligned. It was ripe for the pickings type thing, and so there's no reason why he should do that to any one of the students here. He would have to dig. He would have to really research to actually find someone out there to actually make fun of, and I think that's a little too much work to do something wrong.
So that's what you're pinning your hopes on? That I hope he just doesn't happen to say the most insulting things he's very capable of saying. I mean, question was, is there anything he could do that would put him over the line for you, for the college UW College Republicans?
I mean, definitely like calling to action to any type of violence, especially on Inauguration Day, and you know, to fight back physically. I mean, I know he'll say, you know, like type of, you know, fight back mentally and intellectually and make yourself known. I guess that's where we would draw the line, any type of physical threat, any type of physical violence where it would go one step too far. Thankfully, we've studied his speeches, we've studied all that kind of stuff, and he doesn't take it to that level. So that would definitely be if it came to that, because I know it's going to be a very hostile environment on the on Inauguration Day, which that was totally random. It just happened to be an Inauguration Day, and honestly, us college Republicans didn't know until November 8th that it was going to be Trump's Inauguration Day. We weren't really planning on that, to be honest. So it all kind of fell right into our lap and ended up being more of a gas on the fire type thing.
We'll talk in a moment about one famous response you've gotten to all this. But in general, what's the response from the University of Washington community to your booking Milo Yiannopoulos?
Yeah, they're pretty angry. They're really angry. We tried to keep it as quiet as we could. We've got friends over at Wazoo who invited him the day before. And they like the drama. They like little Milo's over there. They want to offend. They want the drama. And we were going to keep it quiet. We were going to say, oh, by the way, here he comes. A month after we invited or got confirmed to be on his tour, he got kicked off Twitter.
Kicked off Twitter. I'm not aware Twitter's done that to anybody. I mean, that's how...
I think they did recently, not too long ago, but not a big figure.
That's how insulting and inciting they thought that he was encouraging this kind of troll, you know, abuse.
And they definitely had problems with him in the past. I think he was the first celebrity to ever be de-verified, where you get that check mark removed from
yes,
your name.
That's right. So do you agree with Twitter that he crossed the line?
I mean, I've seen a lot of narratives that he called for action against, you know, Leslie Jones, and to my understanding...
She's an actress that was getting hazed online.
Yeah, to my understanding, I mean, he said something, you know, probably, again, provocative about what he thought the movie was, but to me, because I was following him on Twitter at the time, he didn't have any call to action. It was those fans out there that, for some reason, want to take it one step too far, so...
That Leslie Jones interaction, a big part of that was about race and racist insults. Someone put up a flyer on campus calling you a racist. What did you think when you saw that flyer?
I mean, I was shocked. To be honest, I guess the whole time I've been expecting something like this to happen, just in the back of my mind, kind of preparing for the worst. But when it actually happened, it took me by surprise, and it wasn't...
It had your photo on it.
Yeah. I mean, at least they were nice pictures, but... Oh gosh, yeah. I don't really know how to. There's really no way I can talk about it. Like, I know it's an overused word anymore, but the word surreal. Like, it felt like it was an out of body experience. I was looking at someone else experiencing all this. It didn't feel like it was happening to me. Until the last few days, it's kind of clicked, and it's kind of like if you're in the car and you hit a patch of ice, you don't feel any danger or any reaction as it's happening. But after the fact, your heart starts racing, and you realize what actually just happened. And so that's, these last few days, it's finally starting, I'm starting to resonate and understand what's been happening.
Well, what has happened? What's the worst thing about having been called a racist in a flyer?
I mean, it's been spreading around online. There's been a few comments I've read, like, that I'm going to meet my fate on Inauguration Day. Just things like that kind of makes your stomach fall out from under you. So I've had to, you know, look into getting special police escorts. They have offered to walk me to classes and all that kind of stuff. The University Police Department's been a big help. Some of that kind of stuff. Again, I try not to think about it too much because I'd probably be a mess, but I've just been kind of, again, trying to focus on school, trying to focus on the club. And thankfully, we've still got a few more details left in the Milo event to hammer out to keep my mind off of, you know, the whole poster thing.
Jesse, on this flyer that called you a racist, the person who made it also called out your father and even put a way to reach your father or reach you.
Yeah, put his cell phone.
Yeah. So, and that's another level, and I realize you've taken that to the university to follow up, you know, called the campus police, right?
Of course.
If you removed that threat, is there anything that you think the University of Washington should do about somebody who posts a flyer with a photo accusing someone of being racist? Is that acceptable speech?
I mean, I guess for me the step too far was posting the ways in how you can privately reach me with the other. I mean, I am very much a civil libertarian, but even then it's harassment. It's actually a targeted hate crime. It's fighting words, I guess. If you were to say that to my face, it would, you know, provoke me and anger me, but because you're doing it anonymously, it's still kind of is under that fighting words doctrine, so.
But Jesse, we started this conversation with you saying that universities, liberal universities, are curtailing people's free speech. Calling someone a racist is somebody's free speech.
No,
would you want to?
I understand
to
that, but
crack down on that.
Putting my name and putting my contact information.
Yes, if we separated out the contact information, which I agree with you, would you still feel like the university ought to disallow that speech?
I mean, similar things I know have happened post-election after with some of the minority students, and the university looks into it and makes sure that they're being treated fairly and everything. So I imagine the university would come out and do the same, the bias report, and make sure I'm being treated fairly and stuff, regardless of that. But I mean, beyond that, yeah, I guess there really is nothing stopping them from putting up a flyer with my name and calling me a racist about it. I would probably go around and take them down, but no, there really is nothing stopping that.
You seem like a well-meaning person to me, Jesse. Do you feel torn up about your decision in any way to invite Milo Yiannopoulos to speak to your group, College Republicans?
I mean, not really. When I think about things politically, or when I think about all that kind of implications, I try not to have emotionally charged responses. I try to think and understand, and I try to listen to understand and not listen to respond. And with that, I've been able to kind of deduct and have a very logical way of going about things. So honestly, this whole process, I've been trying to keep my emotions out of it and think about it as it's just something I put on my to-do list and I've got to check it off.
What do you hope comes out of this speaking event on Inauguration Day?
Well, I hope that, one, students feel more empowered, even if they're more liberal and more moderate, that some of the students that have been reaching out to me and saying that they appreciate the fact that Milo's coming, but they don't agree with him. I would hope that they feel more emboldened and empowered to share their ideas in class, and especially after a very divisive year where people moved even further, you know, away from the center and even further, you know, in kind of within their own selves. And for some of those people that are a bit more diplomatic and a bit more centrist, that they still feel encouraged to speak up and to share their ideas and to add basically to the dialogue and to add to the discussion.
Jesse Gamble is a student at the University of Washington and the president of the school's College Republicans. Milo Yiannopoulos will be speaking at the University of Washington this Friday. Tickets are completely sold out, and the College Republicans say the talk is booked beyond capacity. You're listening to KUOW's The Record.